Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I talk to Joy Rhodes about a special event that's coming up on March the 16th. We're looking at this happening at Anderson Center.
at 201 Bayless Street in Anderson, Alabama. We're looking for people who want to join with this effort. It's called 19 Shades of Pink. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Joy Rhodes.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Always glad to have you, Joy. And for our listeners who didn't hear you the last time you were on the show, we were at Fuquay's and we did an interview to promote your event. And now here we are again in 2024. I want you to tell people your story
okay. So
that they get the background of what this event's about and why it's special to you.
All right. Well, I am an 18-year breast cancer survivor, soon to be 19 years on March the 17th, hence the name 19 Shades of Pink for this gala that we're doing. I had a mammogram at age 35, at age 37, and then at 39. Based on insurance and recommendations, I was not supposed to have had one. My insurance should not have covered it, but they did. And so at 39, I went in for a mammogram, and I remember being there that day, Mark, and I told the technician, "You guys are going to call me this time." And they were like, "No." I said, "No, really, you are." I had this sense that something was going on. It's God, but I had peace about it. And sure enough, they did. They called me back. I was actually in my car. I was working in Coleman County, and I actually had gotten off the interstate into Athens, and my phone rang, and it was them. And I wasn't surprised. And they said that they detected a shadow from this mammogram, and they wanted me to come back to repeat it and to have an ultrasound. So we scheduled that. And when I went that day, I told them, "You're going to call me again." And they did, because there definitely was something there, but it was so faint. It was just a shadow. That's what they kept calling it. And so they set me up with a surgeon. I went in. It took them a little while to find it because, again, still that shadow. And they decided that I needed to have a biopsy, and they set me up for that. When I went in, they sent me down to nuclear radiology because it was so much a shadow. They wanted to pinpoint it with a thread. So when I got upstairs for the biopsy, the surgeon wouldn't have to look for it because, you know, he had a little trouble finding it. And so when they did the biopsy, within an hour, they came back and said, "Yes, it is cancer." And the doctor was more upset than me because I was like, "Okay." And then, and like he wanted, that was on March the 14th, and he wanted me to come in on the 16th for the biopsy. And I said, "I'm sorry, but I have a meeting in Montgomery that day, and I don't want to miss it." And he looked at me really strange, and I asked him, I said, "Well, tell me this, do you think one day is going to make a difference?" And he said, "No, I can't imagine it would." I said, "Okay, well, I'll see you on the 17th and so I went in and had my biopsy that day. So that's my personal survivor date. Whether anybody in medical recognizes that as the day I became cancer free, it's the day I believe I did. And they did come back and say that they felt like they got it all and there was no lymph node involvement. But because of my age, they wanted to be aggressive. And so I had 4 rounds of chemo and 37 rounds of radiation. But a mammogram is the thing that set this in motion. And so mammograms are vitally important to me. So everything I do breast cancer related, I want to raise funds to be able to help people that either don't have insurance or their insurance won't cover it. So that's the whole premise of what I do with the runs, with this gala. I used to have a breakfast, and I hope to be able to get back into that again now that I'm retired. I just want to be able to give back and save lives. Our motto is save lives one mammogram at a time.
And so you had your first mammogram at 35. Then 37.
Then 37.
And then 39.
And that's when I was diagnosed.
What is the recommendation? Because if insurance doesn't typically cover those ages,
yeah,
what is the recommendation for mammograms?
And it's changing all the time. They're talking about 40, and I've heard somebody recently talk about they're even talking about maybe even 45 years old, and that's just too late. And so if a woman wants to have a mammogram, whether her insurance pays it or not, that's what I'm about. I want to have funds at mammography centers that's available at their discretion to use for any woman or man, because men can have breast cancer too, that needs a mammogram, needs any kind of testing, that we have some funds available.
Through your research, how much does it cost to have a mammogram typically?
$125 is what I've been told. Some places are less, and of course some places are more, you know. And then during October they do offer discounts for mammograms. Some may even do them for free. But you know, this breast cancer thing is year round, and so we want to always have funds available if we can. Anything we can do to help with that.
I understand that a mammogram is not necessarily the most comfortable procedure to have.
It's not, but for now, it's the best option available. And let's just be honest, like, anything that doesn't feel good, it doesn't last forever. Like, you forget it. And is it worth the risk because of the uncomfortableness of it to not do it? And I say absolutely not. Until we get something better or something that doesn't hurt or whatever, it's what we have and it's what we should use.
And I believe it's good to sweep away the fears.
Oh, so definitely.
So that someone goes in there and understands that what they're doing is far better if something is there,
yes,
than if they overlook it. Because here you are, if you had not gone in at 39,
right,
and said, I need a mammogram, you may not be with us right now.
Absolutely.
Because never would have been detected until maybe it was too late.
Absolutely. And so I'm a firm believer, Mark, that we need to listen to our bodies. And you may not even understand or recognize that it's something telling you that something could be wrong. But if you have a sense that something not right, I need to see the doctor, or if you go to the doctor and they dismiss your concerns, don't stop there, because there was a reason that you went. And so ask somebody else, get another opinion. But we need to do that. Listen, there are so many people that when they find out something is, you know, terribly wrong, I've heard them say, I waited too late. I did this to myself. So, yeah, don't do that. Like, take advantage of it. And money should never be the reason. You know, I get it that things are expensive, but we find a way to do everything we want to. So let's find a way to be healthy, you know, make really good decisions, and not just about mammograms, but just health in general. You know, the body is the temple of the Lord, and we need to make sure that we're doing all we can, you know, to make it healthy. And we all mess up and we all make bad choices. You know, I know I'm not supposed to eat French fries and drink Cokes, but it's some of my favorite things and I struggle with that. But we need to be conscious about the decisions that we make and do better.
Many people have battled breast cancer,
yes,
many women, and as we mentioned, men,
yes,
as well. What was it that caused you to say, I've had this battle, now I want to help others? And I know there's someone listening right now that probably thinks, what can I do? And you had to take the first step.
Right.
What was that first step that you took to say, I want to help others?
I just said, I'm going to help others. That was it. I mean, literally, I just decided that mammograms are important. And if there was a way that I could help with that, then that's what I'm going to do. So the very first thing I did was a walk. And then I did a breakfast. And we've tried to do that every year. I'm also really big into elementary volleyball. And my walk has always been the first Saturday in October in Rogersville. But volleyball finals ended up being the first Saturday in October. So there were a few years that I didn't do the walk. And I felt bad about that. And some people fussed at me. So I brought the walk back last year. And we're going to do it again this year. But just trying to decide on an activity that my family and I could do together, because my family went through that journey with me. My children were 19, 13, and 5 at the time that I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so it impacted them as much as it did me, and maybe more so for them being their ages and, you know, that fear factor when you hear the word cancer, you know, for so long everybody thought that was a death sentence. And so, you know, it was hard for them. And but they've been with me the whole way. You know, two of my children don't even live in the area anymore, but they come for everything I have. Anything breast cancer related, they are here, you know, supporting me. And so I'm an only child, and so my circle is really small in that regard as far as my family, but I have, you know, lots of friends, lots of people that have been supportive of me and my efforts to raise money and bring awareness to breast cancer.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Joy Rhodes, and we're talking about the 19 Shades of Pink Gala, which is taking place March the 16th. And we're going to continue in another segment with Joy and talk more about her breast cancer battle and what she's doing to make a difference in the lives of others. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
He's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I have a special guest, a return guest, Joy Rhodes, as we talk about the 19 Shades of Pink Gala, which is coming up March the 16th. Welcome back to the show, Joy.
All right. Thank you. So glad to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you here on the show, especially what you went through and sharing your experience, because we don't know who you might can touch today because they hear the message and maybe it causes them to go get a mammogram. Maybe it causes them to decide that they're going to fight. If they're in the middle of that battle, they're not going to give up. They're not going to quit.
Right.
They're going to be as aggressive as possible to get to that point where they're healed.
Yes.
Just like you. Yes. 19 years later,
yes.
Here you are with me because you decided to get mammograms at an earlier age than the recommendation.
Right, right. And I, you know what, Mark? I know it was God. It was because of God. But there was no reason for me to do that. There was no reason. There was no family history of breast cancer for me. But I don't know. God led. And that's one of the reasons I do what I do is because I believe it was God appointed. When I was diagnosed, my church always every year we have homecoming. And that particular year, I was able to speak at the picnic about my diagnosis. And there were a number of women that came up to me afterwards that indicated that either they never had a mammogram, and some were much older than me, or it had been years since they had one. And many women said, when I get home, I'm going to schedule one. So I've always believed that that was the reason. My breast cancer was stage one. It wasn't in the lymph nodes. I missed church once during that whole process, and it's because I left the hospital with some luggage that I didn't want to lug around at worship. And so I missed that one time. But, I mean, I got out of the hospital one day and drove to Montgomery the next. When I drove myself to my treatments, I drove myself to my radiation. In fact, for radiation, Mark, I had it in the city where I was working. I took my break and ran over and did the radiation treatments and went back to work. So
amazing.
And I know it's not like that for everybody. My children tell me I have too high of a threshold of pain for them because they can't live up to that. But I just think it's important. I think mindset is important. If you believe doom and gloom, then that's what you'll have. That's my personal belief, that you have to go in with a positive attitude. In fact, a friend of mine was diagnosed 11 months after me. And the day she found out she had breast cancer, she took a leave of absence from work. She had not had the first anything. And I talked to her and I was like, why are you doing that? Because if you have just time on your hand, what are you going to do? I mean, you're focused, you don't have anything else to focus on. And sadly, she has not recovered from that. She had multiple problems afterwards. And I don't know that she wouldn't have had them anyway, but I just believe mindset's important. So I think if you're struggling right now with breast cancer or anything, like, you know, faith in God, believing that he can heal you, trusting him and trying to be, you know, as positive as possible, because there's always somebody that has that their situation is worse than yours. And I know people hate to hear that. Don't say that, because my situation is bad for me. And yeah, I get it. But there's still positives that you can lean on and try and draw from.
One thing you mentioned when you were at the picnic, that there were older women who had either never had a mammogram or it had been a long time.
Right.
One of the things I think about is how we can neglect our own health by focusing on things around us. And maybe that's helping other people, but in the process, neglecting ourselves and our own health. And that
right.
probably is what happened with at least some of those women. They were so focused on everything else that they weren't taking care of themselves in that way.
And you know what? And you are right. And we all do that. I know we do. You know, we sometimes get really into our children, and there's nothing wrong with being into your children, but you need to be there for your children. You know, you have other responsibilities. And not taking care of ourselves doesn't help anybody. So.
Exactly. And this event's coming up March the 16th, yes. 19 Shades of Pink. Yes. You already said this is representative of 19 years in remission.
Yes, absolutely. So, and it's really interesting. My family actually started this at the first one was scheduled as a surprise for me at year 15. I think it was 15, but COVID hit. And so it had to be canceled. And so then we were able to do it last year. And it, there was no charge last year. It was something that my family and I did. But in the process, I thought there was a room full of people and there was a missed opportunity to be able to help somebody. So that's why this year we're selling tickets. And the tickets are $25. And I'll be honest, the $25 isn't really covering anything for the gala. It's most of that money is going toward the donation for the mammograms. You know, the event itself is almost $3,000 to put on, and $25 tickets won't, you know, that's not going to do anything.
I imagine $15 a plate is not unreasonable when you start figuring in somebody feeding a group of people.
Right, right. And so we're actually looking at donating $18.75 per ticket purchase toward mammograms. And then my family and I, we're going to cover whatever that doesn't cover. Whatever, however many tickets we sell is how many we sell. We're not canceling. We're not going to not make a donation to the Tri-State Breast Cancer Center over at NAMC. That's who the benefactor is this year. But I really want people in the room to get the information to be able to celebrate victories. And we even remember those that are warriors, those that have lost the battle to breast cancer or those that are currently fighting. You know, we want to support everybody in not just financially. You know, we're a very spiritual minded family. I am a Christian and that's very important to me. And I really believe that we're supposed to give back. And so this is a way for me to help someone else. And so I'm hoping that more people will buy tickets. We wanted to sell 100 tickets, and we're at about 45. We still have some tickets left. You know, it's $25. You get a meat and two vegetables, a salad, a roll, and we have two types of desserts and, you know, some tea and punch. I mean, there will be a DJ there. You know, it's going to be a lively, festive event. I just want the room full. Like and you come in any shade of pink, and it's a semi-formal, formal affair. But the dress police will not be at the door. And if you come in and you don't have that on, oh well, then you come on in, because the important part is to be in the room.
Tell people how they can contribute. There may be a listener who says, well, I can't make it to the dinner, but they want to donate. How can they do that?
So I have I do volleyball and mentoring and life coaching, and everything runs through my LLC, which is Girl Got Power. And so you can donate through PayPal, Girl Got Power at girlgotpower1@gmail.com. Or you can donate to Girl Got Power on Cash App, or you can write a check to Girl Got Power and send it. The address for that is 41 Summer Lane, Rogersville, Alabama, 35652. But I really want you to come to the event. I really want the room full.
And they can write checks and mail them for the dinner.
They can.
And you'll make that available to them. They can also use the PayPal and use Cash App to make those purchases.
Absolutely. There's a link on your page, your Facebook page, that has the link for the form that you fill out. If you are buying a ticket for, say, 7 people, you only have to fill out one form and then just choose how many chicken dinners and how many roast beef dinners you need. And then when you come, your name will be on a table, and however many spaces you purchase will be at your table as well. And we're selling tickets until March 9th.
Joy Rhodes, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me.
It's a wonderful effort that you're involved in. Thank you for your good work to help others. Amazing. Yes. We appreciate you very much, Joy.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You may touch a life that otherwise would not be touched about this issue if you'll go ahead and share. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Who live and love in my hometown. these are my kind of people.